Well, I had an intro all planned out, and, well, because this mic doesn't pick up unless you're on top of it, that didn't work. So, this is the intro you're getting, and you should know where you are. And that is not how you start an intro here. Do yeah. That's how you do it. Season 2, episode 2, titled, I don't know, I come up with that a little later. You should just be happy I'm here, because I'm happy I'm here. That's what makes me happy, is that you're happy, right? And when you hear this music, you should be like, hell yeah, what the Pat is back. All kinds of nothing to talk about today. So hang tight. Oh, that was... I should have been... Are there things that just make you laugh out of the blue? You just start laughing and people are like, what's so funny? I don't get it. I get that quite often and a lot. I don't know if you can hear this. It's my water bottle. Yeah, I'm drinking water. Probably because I've had enough coffee for the day. A little later in the day, but I might go make some. And Death Wish is definitely it. I really wish Death Wish was like, hey, we love you. But they do. They say love you in different ways. They just haven't sponsored me yet. I drink it black, straight up. I used to be a cream and sugar guy. Hey, meat, I'm going to get into it. So I used to do McDonald's coffee, 2 cream, 2 sugar. That was my steady. I would do it before work, get going. Be like, yeah, hit the drive-thru, and one day I'll leave McDonald's and get ready to drink my coffee, and it's black. And I say, you know what? I'm just going to drink it like this. And from there forth, I said, hey, this is so much better and easier. Then I don't have to worry about cream and sugar. And that is how it became. And I got into mochas and stuff for a while, but I don't know. I just keep going back to the staple. It's easy. I mean... Especially road tripping. Coffee black. Done. Right there. You're not like, oh, is that International Creamer? Yeah, don't do that. No, no. Ooh, sweet and low. What the hell is that? Speaking of sweet and low, equal, stevia, that's not sugar to me. That's shit. I hate it. But I don't want to go on a tangent on fake sugar. I call that fake sugar. It was like, no, stevia comes from a leaf, but it tastes like shit. Now, your definition of tasting like shit and my definition of tasting like shit are probably a whole bunch of different things, because I personally have never tried shit and therefore plan to never, ever eat shit. Although sometimes in my comments, I might have to eat shit, but that's how it goes, right? Makes sense, Pat. Makes sense. Back to the topic. I just like pure cane sugar, white sugar. I like raw sugar. Recently, we have Amish down the road from us, and last year we bought like this ginormous jug of maple syrup, because I love maple syrup. Not the fake stuff, the real stuff. Well, for some reason, at the bottom of the container, probably about a half inch thick, the syrup had hardened into a candy, sugar-like, and, well, yeah, that was an extra bonus, because you pay good money for that, and that came with the syrup. But back on topic here is, I did make syrup once for a year. Not for a year, you don't make it for a year, okay? I tapped some trees, I got it. I boiled it down. It was fun. It was great. I was excited. Aaron, if you're listening, you do recall, I flew my own maple syrup to you, and you made pancakes, and we ate them, and that was great. Of course, you brought out some fake syrup so that you could cherish my true maple syrup, and, you know, because it was a gift, that's what I did. I gave it to you. I haven't even gone in the direction I wanted to, because this is how my mind works, especially if you know me. So, on topic and stuff, I don't know. I find having a topic or writing down notes or getting an idea of something, I do write down ideas because sometimes I get an idea and I want to talk about it, or I think it's funny and everything in there. So, and then coffee led me into sugar, talking about sugar and so on and so forth. So sugar isn't, you know, anybody's best friend, but it sure tastes good. But I'm not going to talk about health. We're not here to talk about health. I'm not healthy, Pat. Although Allison wants me healthy, so I do try. I do try. Sometimes I have trouble and I struggle. You got those things you like, and it's hard to quit. Should I look at my notes here? Oh, not much in there. I'll talk about that in a bit. One thing that did cross my mind. I started wearing, Steven, go ahead and make fun of this, or Steve from the Movie Patrol. Check them out. Also, I consider you a good friend. We haven't talked in years, and we were in the Navy together. That's how we met. That's a short story of it. Back to, this is how this stemmed about, because he might make fun of me. I started wearing 5'11 tactical pants, shirts, and stuff, because I've been looking for something to travel in that's lightweight, that if you're out in the woods and get wet, because, you know, cotton is your best friend. Not really. Shut up. You want something that can keep you warm, durable, and been looking for pants like that. And I actually wore some Carhartts. I bought this one pair, and I don't want to dog Carhartt, but you put stuff, they had these great pockets around the knee area, and I put stuff in the pockets. You couldn't bend your fucking knee. What the fuck? How do you even hike in that shit? Then it rubbed all the hair off my knees, because I got some hairy legs. It just wasn't comfortable. No way about it. They were tough pants. These things, they felt good. They just weren't, I don't know how someone would work in them. The pencil pocket, if you put a pencil in there, that thing's fucking broke. As soon as you bend your knee, snap. Even a carpenter pencil. I got strong legs. And, I was a little disappointed. So, I was nice in my review because, I think they do make some great products, and sometimes you miss the mark, and those pants missed the mark. I tell you what kind they were, but I can't remember. So, that led me on over to another friend of mine. Mike wears a lot of 5'11". He works in it and stuff. And I checked him out and picked up a pair of their Apex pants. Holy crap. This is going to lead somewhere in a minute, so just hang tight. These are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. The pockets are in the perfect place. I can carry both my knives. I got a Leatherman, I think it's what's on it? The free T4. It's not free. That could be misleading. This is a great little Leatherman. This is my first Leatherman T4. Check it out. And also I have a Spyderco. Oh, what's the name of that? Pull that bad boy out. The Endura 4. Which a really good friend of mine, Carrie, bought this for me when I went to Colorado many, many, many years ago. We went to the Spyderco knife shop. Anyway, back to the pants. These Apex. Okay, they're like a polyester cotton blend, which I know I said don't do cotton, but these things are tough. They're thin. They're comfortable. They flex with you. The crotch doesn't just go, it's got like a gusset for the boys, you know, so, you know, you're not getting all bunched up. Freedom! And everything, and they're just comfortable. I mean, these are great for road tripping, because I always thought, if you're sleeping somewhere, and it's a little chilly, but you don't want to put sweats on, you could actually sleep in these pants if you wanted to. They're that comfortable. They could damn near be pajamas if you want. And again, just, you know, probably empty the pockets and everything, so. Wicked comfortable, great storage. I picked up another type of pant from them, and I can't remember the name of that, and just as comfortable. And the pockets, again, great pockets in there and everything. And I actually just picked up some shorts. So I got to thinking, this shit's comfortable. It's like Teflon coating, too. I mean, water splashed on them, beat up, roll off. If they did get wet, they dried out quick. And comfortable. And I thought, why doesn't 5'11 make sheets? Seriously. I mean, so Some people are like, I need Egyptian cotton. Do you? Have you felt these pants? I know I don't walk up to people and go, feel my pants. That could be a little weird. Don't get weird. I mean, I might. I mean, I'll check this shit out. The color's kind of cool too. But man, 5'11 tactical sheets. That would be cool because I bet you they would find places to put pockets in it. Because I bet, you know, if you're going to sleep, you want a little storage up by the head for like maybe your phone, you know, other items. Maybe you usually set your knife on the nightstand. What about a little pocket in the sheet just to tuck it in? You know, kind of hidden, out of sight. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to put some Altoids in there. Maybe having a little pocket, you know, a little freshen up, stuff like that. 5'11 tactical sheets. Come on. Get on board with that. Maybe I should make a commercial. It's Paticus from over at What the Pat Podcast. I wanted to talk about sheets today. Are you tired of scratchy, not fitting well, useless, boring sheets? Well, 5'11 Tactical has something for you. 5'11 Tactical Sheets. Oh, you heard me right. Tactical sheets. You're thinking, what the Pat? Do you want comfort, durability, soft yet functional? Look no further. These things got tactical pockets for his, her, or whoever. Top sheet has a comfort foot area too. Now, for those of you who are wondering what the hell is that, are you tired of covers pressing your feet down, too much pressure, not enough room? At least have a little gusset in them where your feet stick straight up in the air. Without covers hurting them, putting pressure on them, comfort. That's what I'm talking about. And the tactical part, the pockets for a notebook, your knife. Maybe you don't want to leave it on the nightstand. Sometimes you just want to put that stuff out of sight. There's even a chapstick pocket because we all know everybody gets chapped lips at night or before bed. This shit's amazing. There's even an optional water bottle pocket because we get thirsty. I bet you're asking, Paticus, what blend are they? Skip your Egyptian cotton. These things are a polyester cotton blend, but you wouldn't even know it by getting into it. I'm telling you, these things are soft, luxurious, comfortable, durable. Hell, they don't call them tactical sheets for nothing. Check them out today, 511tactical.com. These sheets aren't real. This is all made up by What the Pat Podcast. Check them out at whatthepat.com. I had some other things on my mind too. I constantly have things on my mind, as I'm sure you do too. Like I said, I've been working on trying to get a studio kind of set up to make it easier to record and everything. And currently I'm in a shed, which doesn't look like a shed. I've done some work to this thing. It's pretty cool looking. And then what I got going on, this is pretty cool. A Raspberry Pi 400. This is a self-contained keyboard with a Raspberry Pi in it. I'll try to remember to put that in the notes. It's just a little microcomputer they're cool. I love these little things. Like I said, I probably mentioned before, I run my own little cloud network on them. I have a couple in the house and store media on it. So instead of on iTunes, I can have all my music on a Raspberry Pi running Jellyfin. And then I can listen to my own music from my own house anywhere I have a connection. So that's pretty cool. But this is running Audacity, which usually I use Sony Vegas to record, but I'll use Audacity because that's what lets me install and recording and everything. And I got this Zeal soundboard thing that, you know, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I might have to cut some of that out. Sorry for your eardrums. Still working on this. I don't know if it's the best sound quality, but it allows me to add a little more sounds in here and everything. And then I got the Raspberry Pi connected to like a, I don't know, 32-inch TV so I could see things better. I mean, I'm liking the setup. It all works pretty good. I wanted mobile too, so this could possibly be mobile because I thought when I'm on the road, it'd be cool to podcast and shoot, you know, shoot some things from the road and record and all that. So, because we do. We're planning. I want to tell you because then they stalk me, come to my house when I'm not here. We're going to leave in December. Bullshit. So, you know, I have an Oculus Quest 2. And Bacon Me is the group I hang with. That's what we call ourselves. Now on Sundays we started. We've done this twice now. We meet up in an app called Big Screen. And it's like a virtual movie theater. And then you get a little avatar that sits in there, which you can design and everything, which is pretty neat. You could do selfies in there. Yeah, selfies. Woo! You can eat popcorn. Not real. You can eat your own popcorn in your own room there, but it's funny when you could throw it, you eat it, sounds like you're eating it. Get a drink. The prices are great. There's no price for any of it. You throw tomato. That's, I don't know. Weird. I guess there's kids and stuff. Anyway, a group of us meet up to, we pick a movie, we go in there and we watch it. And currently, I'd never seen A Million Ways to Die in the West. That's funny. That was a good movie. Lucas picked that one. That was what we watched. I was in there with Meat Strike and Jaren. I know you guys listen. People like Meat Strike. Anyway, so Lucas, of course, was there. He hosted it. It was fun. I've missed what it's like going to the movies with people who like going to the movie that you're going to. And what's even cooler is we don't bug anybody with all our chatter, laughter, and having fun and stuff. And even cooler, you can pause it and go to the bathroom. You know, you don't miss anything. So last night, because today's Monday and yesterday was Sunday, we watched Rubber. Again, show notes, check it out. This came out in 2010. Quentin I should have it up so I can tell you more about the movie, because that's how you should do things. Maybe I'll bring that up here in a second to tell you. Anyway, we watched the movie Rubber, and it's about a tire, and the trailer didn't really... The trailer sold us a different movie, even though it was the same movie. You know what I'm talking about. Reading the back of the box, watch the trailer, you're like, wow, that was nothing like the trailer. Hold on, stay with me. I'm trying to bring up the movie here and tell you about it. So yeah, we did that again in big screen. We actually used Pluto TV so that you could just go to the browser in big screen and watch the movie. Yeah, Quentin Depew. I don't know, I'm mispronouncing it, I'm sure. The only actor I really knew in it was Wings Hauser. Some other people look familiar, which I'm sure they've probably been in stuff. But anyway, it's about a tire. And the effects were pretty good. I gotta give it credit for being a B-movie. The effects are really good. It's a homicidal car tire, discovering it has destructive psionic power. Sets its sight on a desert town once a mysterious woman becomes its obsession. It was funny. I mean, the opening is great, and they don't drag it out. And the end is great. I don't want to give anything away. You know, I don't want to give any spoilers, but that was a good time. I think the funniest moment, and I don't know how Lucas got stuck in between two seats in the theater, which, okay, you're like, it's a virtual theater. How do you get stuck between two seats? That's a good question. But he was. He was stuck between two seats, and we were laughing so hard. This was the beauty. We could pause the movie. The only thing that really kind of sucked, but it wasn't a big deal, was Pluto TV, because they have ads. You know, that's something you had to give up, which is kind of funny. I haven't watched something with ads in a while. IMDb TV has some shows on it and runs ads, but it wasn't too bad. You get through the ad and back to the movie. It does break up some of the momentum, but still, free has a cost. It's ads. And the director actually has a couple other movies out, and they seem like they would be just as bizarre, weird, and fun. So, there you go. Rubber. If you like weird movies, check it out. I'm sure you've also been wondering, have you finished Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings? I have. And I kind of regret not sitting and watching the whole movie through, because I had a really good time with this. I thought they did a pretty good job with it. It kind of sucks at the time frame it came out. I'm glad I watched this after Eternals, because Eternals was just really kind of boring and just felt, it hurt. And I thought some of the actors in it did a really good job. But Shang-Chi, wow. Those fight scenes were great. I thought it was cool. I don't know, is this really a spoiler? I mean, if you've seen parts of things. Trevor's back, that's all I'll say. I thought that was cool. Little comedic relief in there. The fight scenes were really, I thought, somewhat original. and cool. And I really like the actor who played Sean.
Yeah,
I did. I'm happy. And I look forward to more of this. And I look forward to him entering the Avengers universe. Because they did, of course, did some tie-ins and everything that I want to say. There's post-credits and after-credits scenes, so stick around for that. Certainly, if you like the other Marvel movies, this is definitely not one of the worst. I say it's right in there with, you know, they put a great movie together. I mean, it's not, like, groundbreaking anything, but it's cool. Self-contained, too, because I think sometimes if you're still in like a city and fighting a baddie versus going somewhere else, if this is making any sense, and then they tell their own story, have a connection, and build it, kind of like how Black Panther did. They have Wakanda and all that. So I can't remember the name of the place they went to fight, but there's even dragons in it. That was cool. Yeah, I did. I had a good time. Check it out. The Thor Love and Thunder trailer is out, and man, I am looking forward to that too. If you haven't seen it, check it out, or if you don't want to spoil the movie and just watch it without trailers, don't check it out. But I'm so happy that they continued with the, you know, the director from the last one. I don't want to butcher his name. Funny guy. Anyway, I think this is going to be another great movie. Hemsworth looks great. There's some good comedic parts to this. You get a little bit of, I guess if you're not watching the trailer, I don't want to give it away, but can you? I don't know. I was happy to finally get to see a teaser of it, and it looks good. It looks funny. Jurassic Park, I'm looking forward to that one. That looks pretty good. Just want to say for the record that they probably should have got a clicker trainer in there to show Chris Pratt proper way to use a clicker, because that's not how you would clicker train a, they're using the clicker wrong. So I don't want to go any further, but you should use the clicker wrong. But anyway, sometimes you gotta, it's a movie, but certain things, I'm sure cops are like, that's not right. How it's done. Something else that I found funny is, snow, dinosaurs. Hello? Anybody? And can we talk Obi-Wan Kenobi? Holy shit. I got another little trailer. I didn't even know they keep spitting these out, but I'm so happy Hayden Christensen is back. I think it's so cool they're going to have Darth Vader in it. I think Ewan McGregor was so happy to be doing it again that it's just going to... I think this series is going to be amazing. I really hope it's amazing. There's some people talking about how it could interfere with New Hope and stuff, but I think that's just the gamble you got to take. And I think if it bothers you, that try and separate, you know, because it's all story building and attaching and creating. So I so look forward to this. I believe May 20th. It could be the 24th. Anyway, there's going to be 2 episodes released. It just looks stunning. And just to get some Jedi, just to get some lightsabers, just to get all of that. And just Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor, from day one, I was excited to see him cast. And I like Hayden Christensen. He does that angry well. There's a great scene where he delivers. But it's cool that he actually gets to be Vader. How cool is that? I know, you're like, man, you're excited about that. I know, I'm so excited about that. That's not a voice module, just me. Ah, what else? I am fiddling around with a Discord server. If you're not familiar with that, I might actually put the invite in the show notes. I'm trying to create a place where you, the listener, can interact with me, the host, Paticus. I'm a little, have my Patikins in there, to give feedback, just to chat with each other. It's a cool place to connect. Also, episodes will be posted there. I also thought about just posting special stuff there that won't actually be in the podcast. I don't know if people will be like that. I'm really trying to build this and grow and have fun with it, but not make it to where it's work. Because if it's work, it's not going to be fun. And if you dread doing it, you know, then don't do it. But I guess you got to pay the bills. But this doesn't pay the bills. No way. But I'll put that in the show notes if you want to join. That'd be cool, because it'd be nice to know who's out there listening and everything. You just have to create a Discord account. That's all. You can also find me on Instagram. Instagram.com/whatthepatpodcast. I'm in there. I don't post too often, but, you know, there's stuff posted there. I also have a YouTube channel, which I could put in the notes. I don't have a domain. It's like youtube.com/024z9, but screw that, I'll put a link in there. Because sometimes I'll put videos up or an episode will be up, you know, you can catch it on YouTube. Google finally fixed my feed, so that should be corrected. It was screwed up pretty bad. I was like, if I'm starting this up again, see, that's some walls I run into sometimes. I get ready to do something and things just start breaking left and right, not working how they used to. So all the episodes were up, then they weren't up. Then there were 7 episodes. Then it was just this episode and then like 6 from the first season. And I reached out to them and they fixed it. It took a few days, but hey, free. You got to roll with the punches on it and everything. So that's up and going. But yeah, I mean, if you're using Discord, you can always tell me where you're listening, how you found me. That's because it's hard for... Analytics, I don't really know how many people actually listen, other than those I talk to that I know, and people I bug, and then I promote myself, all that. Know what I'm saying? No, you probably don't. You probably don't.
Hey, is the robot back? Hey, it's the robot here. You're listening to What the Pat.
So let's swing things back around. How do you like your coffee? What coffees do you like? What teas do you like? I got certain types of tea I like. I believe it's by Tazo, and I believe it's Awake. I believe it is. Is it? Or English Breakfast? Huh. I'm gonna have to look at the box. I always forget. Why write it down if you got the box? Anyway, yeah. How do you like your coffee? What do you like? I mean, I know some people just prefer good old Folgers drip. And others are like, I like decaf. Nothing against decaf. If you like your coffee, what beverages do you like? Just let me know. That'd be cool to know. Because sometimes I look for different stuff. Now, if it's got sucralose and saccharin and all that in it, I'm not in. Because I can't handle that aftertaste. It just sits on your tongue. Then you can't brush it off. It even ruins a good Jolly Rancher. Which, I've been addicted to those for the past year. Just the regular classic Jolly Rancher flavors. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not the weird ones, mango and whatnot. No, grape, blue raspberry, cherry's all right. Really like the watermelon, green apple, stuff like that. So, yeah, Jolly Ranchers could sponsor me. I bet they don't sponsor any podcast. I won't grovel. Should we talk TV? I mean, I do talk TV because I watch TV. Kind of funny calling it TV, you know, your streaming services. Sometimes I'm embarrassed to tell people what I watch, but why should I be? I'm watching Married at First Sight because I find it interesting, and I know part of it's probably scripted and somewhat, but I just find it interesting seeing people do crazy things and stuff like that. I think I mentioned watching The Circle before. That was pretty cool. I think that would be fun to do. Married at First Sight? Nah, I don't need to. I'm happily married. I am, really. But it's an interesting show and seeing some of the crazy stuff and how people freak out. Another one, this is just to kill like 10 minutes because sometimes you're looking for, you know, to kill 10 minutes, is called Old Enough. And it's got these little kids in Japan who go on errands. It's pretty entertaining and funny, and it's just, I don't know, it's funny. It's pretty neat seeing them go on these errands and see them figure things out. What else? What else have I been watching? Outer Range. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Just started that with Josh Brolin. And it's interesting. I mean, it's got some supernatural stuff to it. And it's kind of, I guess, a modern day Western. And 2 episodes in and looking forward to seeing more. And I believe 2 more episodes just came out. It's got my interest. Of course, I'm finishing up Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, stuff like that. So no spoilers there for you. And what's cool is Better Call Saul is back last season. And supposedly this is supposed to be amazing. And I just haven't hopped into that yet. So that's just some of the TV that I've been watching and enjoying. You know, sometimes you got to watch stupid stuff to enjoy the really good stuff, I think. I don't know. What's your guilty pleasures? What do you like to watch that you're like, oh, I don't know. I remember back in the day, everybody would be like, I don't like the Spice Girls. And then you see they have the CD in their car because it's tucked between the seats. You're like, huh? Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. For the record, I never even owned any Spice Girls. So tell me what you want.
Clever.
And, where else do I go? What else? I don't know. Maybe I'll wrap it up right there. Call it a day. A night. It could be early morning for you, for all I know. So maybe we'll wrap it up there. You know? I don't know. Maybe this will clock in at 30 minutes. Give you some time. It's good to go for a jog and whatnot. So, yeah. There you go. I'm going to wrap this up. Call it a day, night, morning, early something or another. And you go about what you're doing. Always. Go out. Be happy. If you're not happy, do something that makes you happy. Don't be sad. Paticus doesn't want you sad. Thanks again for listening. You know where to find me. Whatthepat.com. I'm probably going to fire up a Twitter account. I'm also on Instagram /WhatThePatPodcast. Follow me there. Also, the Discord link will be in the show notes and on the webpage. Also, be sure you check out the code bank area. You can get discounts on coffee. Yeah, you can thank me later. Seriously, go to it. I'll try and add more codes as I get stuff to get discounts because I like to pass savings along to you. And also, hey, if you want to buy me a coffee, I won't object. The link is out there somewhere. But no obligation. Thanks for listening. And I'm out. Are you still here? I said I was leaving. Go. Leave. Get out of here.